share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, a Malaysian woman, Hazwani Hani, shared on Twitter her experience of having contracted COVID-19 while she was pregnant. Her tweet has since gone viral with almost 7,000 retweets and 11,600 likes as at the time of writing. Hazwani said she was over 37 weeks pregnant when she found out that she was positive for COVID-19. It all happened on the 17th of October when she woke up with a bad case of flu and mild muscle pain. Even after taking some medication, the pain didn't go away. As she was worried about the symptoms, she has asked her husband, Hafiq, to drive her to KPJ for a checkup. "My baby is asleep," Hafiq Baru told her. "I just had a bottle of caramel latte. Since I can't sleep, I think I just wanna put and share it here. My worst nightmare. I was 37 plus weeks pregnant and tested positive for COVID-19. This is my story." pic.twitter.com/appbpfabiak. Queen Regina Hart at Hazwani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. After they arrived at KPJ, they did the temperature check and turns out her body temperature was normal. Because she was pregnant, the doctor suggested that she be admitted to the ward for easier monitoring of her condition. Right after she got warded, they did the swab test on her and asked her to wait in the isolation room while waiting for the results. She shared that felt quite sad because it was her first time away from her husband since they got married. Her nightmares began when she was waiting in the room and on the phone with her husband. Suddenly one of the nurses came with her result, which turned out to be positive. "I pondong dia, dia pondong I, miss makamana result saya miss, puan maaf puan, result puan positive. I teardiam. And I asked her again, just to confirm what just came out from her mouth. Ya puan, puan positive, okay. Saya nak tengok report dia." Queen Regina Hart at Hazwani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. She wrote in her thread saying that when her husband and her parents found out, they were shocked and cried so hard. But there was nothing else she could do but to accept the fact wholeheartedly. She also said that after receiving her report, she quickly sent it over to her boss since her team was considered one of her close contacts. "I hung up the phone, read the report and send the screenshot to my boss since my team considered as my close contact other than my family. Time ni imamang try to keep myself positive, handle and digest one by one. Then ambulance da ready kat bawa to send me to SG below." Queen Regina Hart at Hazwani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. "We can only see each other within the line. After being diagnosed, the ambulance was ready to send her to SG below hospital and the saddest part for her was that she could only see her husband within the line. That's the last time she saw her husband before she started her 14-day quarantine at the hospital. Paling Seda, we can only see each other within the line ja. No last hugs, no touch, no nothing. Just a quick one and he was told the procedure for the transfer to SG below. So this was the last time law, then Bermulala my 14 days of quarantine." pic.twitter.com/bqxlfnvg7l. Queen Regina Hart at Hazwani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. But to make matters worse, she shared that she had to learn to deal with the gossip around her residential area since some people started spreading the rumors about her and her family. Apparently, some even went to the extent of going to her house to take pictures of it. She said that this one person went around confidently saying that Hazwani was transported from her house to SG below hospital, but in fact, she was taken from KPJ. She said, "Everyone was suddenly so concerned and started texting, but all of them actually just wanted to be the first ones to get some news, and for sure that's to spread it around." The scariest part for Hazwani was that she didn't even know where she contracted the virus from since she only travels from home to work and vice versa daily. Apart from that, Hazwani also shares that during her stay at the SG below hospital, all the staff were very friendly, and they followed SOP. They don't have the COVID-19 stigma like others. They take good care of all the COVID patients. A part of that, of course, the bawang around my residential area. It was crazy and I fucked up. So many false statements were made apt me and my family, everyone tiba tiba concern texting and all topi sebenarnya nak be the first one to get the news. And mestila to spread around. Queen Regina Hart at Hazwani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. Luckily, she has now overcome those difficult days, and she has safely given birth to her baby. She says that, after all the hardships, it's all worth it. Haswani ends her post by saying that she's proud to be a COVID-19 survivor. She said, "I'm a proud COVID-19 survivor. We COVID patients have families, have feelings, and of course, we need support. Instead of asking where you got it from, better you ask how are you doing. Jam Kita Jaga Kita. Anyway, safe to say I'm a proud COVID-19 survivor. We COVID patient Ada family, Ada Parasan, and of course we need support. Instead of asking where you got it, better you ask how are you doing? Jam Kita Jaga Kita winking face. Queen Regina Hart at Haswani Hani MK, December 14, 2020. As we always say, if you have nothing nice to say or do, then please don't say anything at all. Being a COVID patient is hard enough, but we can only imagine how much harder it must have been for Haswani being a pregnant COVID patient. The last thing she needed was false rumors about her and her family. We hope this stigma around COVID-19 patients will end. We can be better Malaysians. As Haswani said, Kita Jaga Kita. If you can't lend support, then at least don't bring someone down. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, a Majin doctor shares her experience after 2 months of treating COVID-19 patients in Sabah. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.